NBC News is facing increasing criticism after allegations in journalist Ronan Farrow's new book, Catch and Kill. Farrow won a Pulitzer Prize for his reporting in The New Yorker about sexual misconduct allegations against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. But he began that reporting while at NBC and claims the network tried to stop it, afraid that Weinstein would reveal sexual misconduct allegations against NBC Today Show host Matt Lauer. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been following all of this. And David, Farrow alleges that Weinstein's friends were trying to dig up dirt on Matt Lauer to keep NBC quiet. Tell us more about that claim.
Right. Well, catch and kill is the idea of you catch stories and you kill them. Right. Part of Farrow's book focuses on AMI, the parent company of the National Enquirer, how they would catch stories and help him, help Harvey Weinstein basically stop them from getting to press. In this case, the allegation denied by Dylan Howard, the head of the National Enquirer, but nonetheless, the allegation is that the National Enquirer sent reporters out to make to inflict pain on NBC by trying to dig up dirt on Matt Lauer, its star. He had often been in the tabloids. There had been rumors and claims of marital infidelities, of affairs he had had. He's confirmed some of them since his departure, or at least having had some since his departure from the network. But this was represented in Farrow's book as a warning shot across the bow to NBC that, hey, we're going to dig up everything we can on your biggest star, your huge moneymaker, almost a $500 million a year in revenues that Today Show is for NBC. And we're going to inflict pain on you if you go after Harvey this way.
Well, and Farrow says that's why NBC News Chair Andrew Lack and NBC News President Noah Oppenheim tried to tamp down his reporting on Weinstein, which, by the way, would become, you know, the incredible reporting that launched the Me Too movement about Weinstein's behavior. So what's the network saying about that claim?
It says it's ludicrous to think that pressure from National Enquirer would or anyone else would cause them to shy away from the story. They report on reporting they've done, at times tough-minded reporting on sexual abuse allegations. They say, why would this one involving Harvey Weinstein be different? Farrow points to numerous calls that Weinstein made to NBC News executives, the top figures, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack, NBC News President Noah Oppenheim, MSNBC President Phil Griffin. NBC says in response, look, he called a bunch of times. Griffin took a number of the calls but wasn't really related to the reporting on the story. And Lack and Oppenheim each had a call in which they said, we'll get back to you if we need to give you comment on that. So NBC says, you know, this is less than might meet the eye. I think a lot of people look at this and say the difference between Harvey Weinstein and some of these other folks that NBC may have reported on is they didn't have access to friends at the National Enquirer. They didn't have these links. And so they may not have had a pressure point in terms of going after Lauer. That's the tension there.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so much going on here. There's, as we said, the Me Too movement and how are, you know, women protected at an institution like NBC, or people with claims of abuse, or people with problems like Matt Lauer obviously had. But it's also journalism questions. You spoke with Rich McHugh, who's former supervising producer for the NBC News investigative team. He worked with Farrow. He left the network with Farrow. And he had this to say about NBC.
It doesn't make any sense that you'd let one of the biggest stories of the year, if not more, walk out the door like an investigation we've spent so many thousands of dollars on, just go, bye-bye, and we're going to let The New Yorker put the bow on our reporting.
Isn't that true that that's one of the damning things here? NBC says that it didn't feel the reporting was ready for air. It didn't pass its muster. That's what it said publicly. But 2 months later, it wins the Pulitzer.
That's right. In about 2 months, it's published in The New Yorker. Farrow had left, been allowed to by NBC News President Noah Oppenheim to take his reporting with him. McHugh stayed on for some months, left in 2018 with he felt basically his trust and heart broken over this story, which he felt was one of the defining ones of the era. This was good enough to be developed somewhat further by, under David Remnick at The New Yorker, to really, you know, define the story and help propel, as you say, the Me Too movement. And I think there are a lot of questions within NBC among staffers I've talked to about their confidence in their leaders, both in terms of handling a story of this and in terms of handling their own problems, not just Lauer, but particularly Lauer. How well is the network thinking about this journalistically? How well is the network thinking about this as an employer?
And we only have a few seconds, but Farrow's gone, Lauer's gone. Any sense that Andrew Lack and Noah Oppenheim, the top managers, are, you know, there's pressure to push them out?
Well, it's funny. I asked that question for 4 days. Did they still retain the confidence of corporate leaders? There was 4 days of silence just moments ago, just before heading in the booth to talk to you here at NPR New York. I got a call from a senior spokeswoman at NBC Universal, the parent division of NBC News. They say that the news leaders retain the confidence of their corporate employers. But let's just say every person I talk to in NBC, before I even get a question out of my mouth, say, do you think Andy and Noah are going to be able to stay on? It's still in flux.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.